You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Ingham County Prosecutor Stuart Dunnings III. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. You had a busy day, a terribly sad case in the news, and some new developments in that case today. We're talking about the crash that killed three Holt teens a little over a week ago in Meridian Township, and there were three people arraigned in 54 District Court today. Maybe you could catch us up to speed on that.
Well, you know, we had a terribly tragic situation where an underage driver, by that I mean someone not of age to drink alcohol, was allegedly intoxicated and operating a vehicle which resulted in the deaths of three of his four passengers. But it's, you know, what the young man did was not excusable, but there were other people. There were the 21-year-olds, the older people that provided the alcohol. And that's what we had the press conference for today, was to announce the charges of those three, individuals.
Were they in the article in the newspaper where I first got the information, written by Kevin Grasha, didn't list the ages. Were all three of those men 21, sir?
I know that two of them, I believe, were 21 or older. I'm not sure of the third.
Okay. Their names, as were published, are Jordan Henneke, Michael Frund, and Charles King III.
Correct.
Were they MSU students that we're aware of?
I believe that two of them were. That's not normally something I would know, but the state news, the MSU newspaper, contacted me today, and they said that they believe two of them were MSU students.
What are the charges they're facing?
They're each charged with selling alcohol to a minor, resulting in death. That they're charged with three counts of these, one for each of the deceased teens. That's a felony which carries a maximum possible penalty of 10 years. They're also charged with a conspiracy to commit alcohol sale without a license because they were allegedly selling. They charged admission to the party, allegedly, and they're also charged with selling alcohol without a license. That's a misdemeanor.
So this sounds kind of like it was a house party, and I don't mean to infer more than we know, but that's kind of what it sounds like.
They advertised the party on Facebook.
Oh, boy. That's a tough one. The bond was set for all three of them?
Yes. I'm not sure what the bond was, but my understanding is all three of them were able to bond out.
According to some notes that I have, it says bond was set at $10,000. And the punishment for these penalties, their felonies, they're facing some serious prison time.
Well, the maximum penalty is up to 10 years. On the principal count. But with our sentencing guidelines, you know, it's always misleading because the legislature passes these laws and says the maximum is 10 years, and then they turn around and put sentencing guidelines which really reduce the actual amount of time people would do. So I haven't worked with guidelines for these young men yet.
Okay. And you know what, when I heard this story, Mr. Dunnings, what came to mind is this is a reminder for folks who think somehow this is funny or entertaining to buy alcohol for underage folks.
Well, you know, I've heard people say sometimes, well, I'd rather buy it and provide it in my home so I know that my kid's home, but you're not helping anybody else out. It's against the law to provide alcohol to minors. Regardless of how well-intentioned you may be, it is against the law, and it can result in tragedies like this, and it has far too often.
Well, absolutely. It's a tough day like this in the prosecutor's office and elsewhere when you're dealing with cases like this, and then we have more folks involved like this. I appreciate your time today because I know you were crazy busy. It's going to be a long road for these folks, and good work in the prosecutor's office to track this all down.
Well, the credit for that goes to the Meridian Township Police Department and lead investigator, Lieutenant Greg Frenger. They did an absolutely marvelous job investigating this and finding out about the persons who were, in my opinion, really responsible for this, the ones who provided the alcohol to these minors.
It's unbelievable that they would be advertising a party that's illegal to begin with, but I guess that kind of thing doesn't surprise you.
Cheryl, it is amazing to me what people put on Facebook. I tell you, it's actually become a tool for law enforcement. Seriously, anytime something happens, we go to Facebook or MySpace and see what we can find.
Well, and there's another lesson there. There's another whole segment I need to call you back and we need to do sometime, because people just don't think. And once again, if this is how these kids found out about this, and they're not here now. So I appreciate your time this evening so much.
Sure. It's nice to talk to you as always, Cheryl.
You as well, Stuart. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Good night. We've been speaking with Stuart Dunnings, a third Ingham County prosecutor. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.